Simin Tzadi Siv Beis. The Mechaber continues, Nogu Shloi Levashloi Ibosar Klal. The minig, though, is not to cook a kachal with meat at all, meaning, lechatchila, even if you do the Kriya Shesi Varev and your Tachu Bekaisel, even though if you were to do it, it would even be mutter. The Mechaber says, though, that minig is not to, is that we don't do this, though. Ulevashloi Beloi Basar, but to cook it without meat, Betigun Oib Pashtida, if a person would fry it, or they would make a pashtida, they would make a knish out of it. So this, we could do, according to the minig, we would do this, according to the mechaber, and so long as they do, we'll see that the Ramah is going to say that the minig is not this way, that for Ashkenazim, even this would not be permissible. But for Sfaradim, this is even according to the minig, this would be allowed. They would be allowed to fry the kachal or to make a pashtid out of it, so long as they did kriya shesivare v'ticha b'kaisel. Well, it's tzli, and if they're going to do actual tzli, if they're going to roast the kachal, then it would be mutter with kriya shesivare even without the ticha b'kaisel. Just kriya shesivare is enough to permit the kachal for tzli. Haga. So now starts the sheet of the Ramah, and he's going to disagree on many of these points. So he starts off him Avar Ubishloi. If a person went ahead and he was over and he cooked the kachal together with meat, im karo shesi varev v'tachu b'kaisel. So if he acted properly, he did the proper way of removing the milk, he did the full kriya shesi varev v'tachu b'kaisel. So then yesh lahatir b'di'avid b'makom hefsim ruba. So then one can. So, but the avid, but we have some ruba, one could permit this. But otherwise, one should not permit this. This is again the shita of the Ramah follows the shita of Rashi that kriya shesi varev tachu b'kaisel is only permissible, is only to allow the cooking of the kachal by itself. It is does not allow you to cook it together with meat, even though roiv yishanim. Our makel. Therefore, the Ramah says that b'makom hefsim ruba you could follow the Rav Rishayim, but otherwise, unless it's a hefsim ruba and unless it's a case of b'di'avid b'makom hefsim ruba, one should not permit this. Now, this is talking about where there isn't shishim connected the kachal. If there would be shishim connected the kachal, then anyways it would be mutter b'di'avid. That's what the Taz says. Now the Shach brings over here a sheet of the Bach that says that even b'makom hefsim ruba it's aser. He disagrees with the Ramah and says even b'makom hefsim ruba when one should not permit the eating of the kachal even if he did the kriya v'shasi varif if it was cooked together with meat. And the Shach says this is tamua. This is keneged kemat all the rishayim, and even there are those that hold it's mutal chatchila, and those that hold it's mutal b'di'avid. There's only one or two shitas that say that it's aser, and the Bach should be mechayshish for those shitas and say even aser b'di'avid more machmir than the Ramah. Chayr it's a tamua. Now the strengthen him, you know the question the Shach brings that the shita of the mashal is that it's even mutter even without a hefsim ruba. Now Ricky Vager goes on the Shach and he says that this is not completely true. This is not really the sheet of the Marshal. That's the Shach is bringing the sort of the Havamina of the Marshal, but the Maskana of the Marshal is that it actually will also, he comes out that it's also going to be Aser. Even Malcolm Hefsid, it's still going to be Aser. And the Taz brings this as well, that's the sheet of the Marshal, which would be like the Bach, that it would be Aser. So it would be the sheet of the Bach and the Marshal that it's Aser. And the Marshal explains why. Why is it Aser, even B'makom Hefsim Ruba? He says, since the minig is that we don't cook a kachal with Basar, no matter what, even if we did the Kri of Shesi, we do everything, the minig, it became a minig not to do it, it becomes like a Dvarim, like a Davar Shebem Minyan. That since the Gaonim already instituted that we do not do this, so therefore it takes on its own, even though from the Rishayim it's Mashma Enechanami like the Ramah that it would be Mutter, But from the already from there's an early the Rishonim are just explaining the Gemara. So the Shitas of Gemara would be mutter. But already from the time of the Gaonim, there was already a minig not to do this, and therefore this would have the status of a davar shaminyan, and it would be aser. So that perhaps is pshat in the Bach as well. Okay. Umashinagu lekayra the Rama continues. Umashinagu lekayra ulechatchai kamashesi varev al pnei kulai adif umahan yaiser miticha bekaisel. So there was a minig that instead of doing shesi varev miticha bekaisel, they would make many many slices. They would cut it back and forth in all different directions. The Rama says that's even better than pushing it against the wall. And therefore, that would be the preferred method for removing the milk. Ulitzli. Now, what's the minig? What do we do when it comes to roasted kachal? Noigim lechatchil lekar shesi varev v'tachi b'kaisel. So now the minig is to cut it, or like the Rama said, to cut it many cuts. Okay, and then that would be permissible then to do tzli, to roast. And this again is without other pieces of meat. Miyum avar v'tzaloi. However, if a person went ahead and he roasted it, afilu b'loy kriya, even without doing any kriya, shari im nitzla l'chud, then it would be permissible, provided he roasted it by itself, b'loy basar imay, without any other meat. V'im nitzla im basar imay, if you roasted it together with other meat, se'im nikra shesi varev v'tachu b'kaisel, if you did the proper removal of the milk with the shesi varev v'tachu b'kaisel, then shnehim mutarim. Then both the piece of meat and the tzli would be permissible. Vimlav, otherwise, ha'elyin mutter v'tachton aser. Otherwise, the one on top, whichever one is the one on top, would be mutter. The one on the bottom, whichever one it is, would be aser. Now, the shach speaks out, what if they're both equal? You have it on a rod, and neither one is higher than the other. So then they both would be permissible. V'ein la'aser shneihem, the Rama continues, v'ein la'aser shneihem shemen ishapech hashvud. We don't make them both aser, maybe say that the shvud got turned over. Or let's say it was a side-by-side shvud, maybe one of the halves of the shvud was lifted up, and now this one's on top, or maybe that one's on top. Whichever way we see the shvud, if one's, let's say one's on top and the other one's below, we assume that's the way it always was, and we're not machzik isura. But of course, lechatchila, one should not be roasting their kachal with meat at all. Always keep the kachal by itself. Meaning, even if you did the kriya, shasiv arev, etachu b'kaisel, you still, lechatchila, should not roast it with meat at all. Ula kadeira, beloy basar, knowing about yisra lechatchila. What about to cook a kachal in a kadeira by itself, without any meat? Even that, we do not do lechatchila. The Taz explains it's a gzera that a person might come to cook it together with meat. And this is talking about even if you cut it shasi varev v'tachu b'kaisel, still there's a minig not to cook a kachal even by itself in a pot. Okay, because of the gzera, a person might forget and end up cooking it together with meat, so therefore even by itself it should not be done. So the way that a person should cook a kachal is either with tzli, okay, to roast it by itself, that is permissible way of lechatchila. Or we'll see in a minute another way that will be permissible. Okay, then the Rama continues, Hu din litagen afilu b'loy basar. One should not fry the kachal even by itself, even without meat, because like the Shach explains, that we equate tigun and bishul for these purposes, since tigun is like a sofik bishul. So for this, we're machmir to consider tigun to be like bishul, and therefore you shouldn't even do tigun. Vafilu nisyavesh hakechal. And even if the kechal is dried out, still you should not cook the kechal. Even though nisyavish, we'll see, is mutter b'diavid, even if it was cooked together with meat, but still nisyavish, they were geyser on, you know, rechayshish, that a person will confuse nisyavish with a regular kachal. In a minute, we'll see that what is the degree of nisyavish. The Rama will say that if it's dried out, means it's sat around for 30 days, then that's already considered to be dried out. Vim avaru bishloi b'kedeira levadai. b'di'avin mutter im nikra shasi vari v'tocha b'kaisel. However, if a person went ahead and he did cook, even though we just said before a person should not cook a chal by itself in a pot, if b'di'avin, if a person did it, it would be permissible, provided that he cut it shasi vari v'tocha b'kaisel. And this is where, again, where the Taz says that the Marshal would hold that, no, this would be Osir, even b'di'avid, it would be Osir because it's a Davar Sheva Minyan. Okay, the Ramal continues. Miu im nisyavsha, if the kachal is dried out, the hainu lacher lamid yoim, which would mean, minastan, we assume that if it's sat around for 30 days, it's considered to be dried out. Whatever milk is in there is all evaporated. So im avar ubishloi, if a person went ahead and he now cooked it, afilu im basar, if he went ahead and he cooked this dried out kachal with meat, mutter b'di'avid, and the shach says this is even without any kriya. So a dried out kachal is even cooked together with meat is sort of the best, because b'di'avid will be mutter even with meat. Again, lechatchila, we're chayshish, a person will confuse a nisyavish with an ein nisyavish, therefore there's not, lechatchila, it doesn't help, but at least b'di'avid, it helps, that even if he cooked it with meat, and even if it wasn't, there was no kriya done to it, it would still be mutter b'di'avid. V'lasa is pashtida min ha-kachal, v'loi basar, nogu boi heter, im ein oifin ha-pashtida b'machvas. What about to make a knish out of the kachal, without any other meat, just the kachal in a knish? So that is nagu by heter. The minig is that we allow it, provided that it's not done in a pan. If it would be done in a pan, avol b'machvas dinoy k'moy bishul b'kteira, because a pan already resembles a pot, and just like we don't want you cooking the kachal by itself in a pot, so too you shouldn't be cooking it in a pan. So therefore, if you make this pashtida, you'd have to put it on a flat surface to bake. You should not be putting it in a pan that has that resembles a pot. V'yesh perushim hamachmirim b'kol pashtida im lo nisyavish kachal tchila. And there are those perushim, there are those who want to be extra machmir, who don't allow any pashtida unless it was nisyavish first. So if they take a kachal that was 30 days dried out, then they would allow having it as a pashtida. Otherwise, they would be machmer on themselves, even though we said that the minigis really, it's allowed, but it's extra chumrah not to do this. So to eat a kachal, it comes out really, there's two ways to eat a kachal. One is through tzli by itself, and one is to eat it as a pashtida, but not on a pan, just a plain as a pashtida. That's also similar to tzli, it's not really bishul. And these are the two ways that the Rama brings you could eat the kachal. Then the Rama continues, Yesh machmirin shalo la'afais pashtida kachal im shal basar b'taner katan. Now those who are machmir not to bake a pashtida made out of kachal together with meat in a small oven, rak yesh laniach echad b'pi ha'taner, but rather you should place one of them at the entrance of the oven. So you have one inside the oven and one further forward by the entrance of the oven. That way they're not together. The reyach and the zeya from the one that's in the pea tanner will not mingle and mix with the one inside the oven. It'll just go out the exhaust. It'll vent out the front of the oven. It won't go together. V'toivli zohir lechatchila, and it's best to be zohir though. Af kiena lechumer balma. So even though the truth is that this kachal is really fleishig, and there's no real hakpada of cooking it together, this pashtida together with basar in the taner kanton, still it's what the Rama refers to as a chumer balma. Nevertheless, that is the proper hanhaga. It should be done separate. So if you're going to be doing this pashtida in your oven, you should not have meat in it at the same time. So this is the shita of the Rama, and it's very much more machmir than the shita of the mechaber, and that's because we incorporate many minhagim and chumras into how we're noig by kachal.